Abu Ali's podcast. Today we're diving into the latest from the Middle East, based on reports from Abu Ali Express. Let's get straight to it. What's grabbing your attention right now?
Well, the reports around the prisoner exchange deal between Hamas and Israel are quite significant. There's a lot of internal Palestinian criticism of Hamas regarding the terms.
Really? What's the core of the criticism?
Essentially, some Palestinians, particularly in the West Bank, view it as a humiliating deal. They're comparing it to previous exchanges, highlighting that far fewer prisoners are being released this time around for a large number of hostages. One quote says, "The blood became cheap."
That's a strong statement. What else is unfolding in Gaza?
We're seeing reports of intense clashes between Hamas and the Dagmesh clan in Gaza. These clashes have resulted in casualties on both sides, including members of Hamas's military wing. It really shows internal conflict even after years of fighting.
So, even after the ceasefire, internal strife continues?
Precisely. And it underscores the fact that Hamas seems intent on maintaining control in Gaza. One key point is Hamas continues to rule Gaza and has no intention of going anywhere voluntarily.
Interesting. What about the international efforts in the region?
There was supposed to be a summit in Sharm el-Sheikh concerning Gaza, but Iran reportedly declined to participate, even though they were invited. Qatar's Ministry of Foreign Affairs also reported the death of three Qatari diplomats in a traffic accident in the Sharm el-Sheikh area, who were part of the Prime Minister of Qatar's entourage.
That's terrible news. What's the latest on the hostage situation?
According to reports, Hamas was ready to hand over the hostages almost immediately. A statement was released saying, "Israel is ready and prepared for the immediate reception of all our hostages." Reports suggest a potential release is imminent.
Any word on the conditions of those hostages?
Sadly, the U.S. vice president suggested that not all of the hostages will be found alive. This obviously adds a layer of complexity and tragedy to the situation.
Absolutely. There was also something about plans from Sinwar?
Yes. The IDF released what they claim are handwritten notes from Yahya Sinwar from 2022, detailing plans for a raid into Israel. These notes emphasize the need to create images of terror to incite uprising and instill fear.
That's chilling. It gives a disturbing insight into their strategic thinking.
It does. One of the quotes says, "Five or ten such pictures will sow mortal fear in them." It just shows the level of planning and intention behind the attacks.
What about the report regarding the remains of Eli Cohen?
Al Arabiya reported, citing sources, that the remains of Israeli spy Eli Cohen, buried in Syria, would soon be returned to Israel. However, it's important to note that this report is currently unconfirmed by other sources. It is a single source for now.